Yes, that's our plan, is to try to get a voice so that we're not getting drowned out by people speaking for us as usual. That is our home, and Dillingham is 100 miles away, and our people are hurting, our economy's hurting, and we don't want to depend on the government. We want to be able to make it on our own, and we want to be able to look at the Pebble project to see if it can be done safely and let it go through the NEPA process.
If you get the chance to speak with Mr. Obama or any of his people, is that the message you want to give to them, or how do you characterize it when you get that moment?
I think that Mr. Obama was led by his administration through the EPA, which clearly has an agenda through the environmental groups to stop Pebble, and the special interest groups that were putting fear into everybody in the state of Alaska about mining, you know, being dangerous and killing everything. You know, what Mr. Obama has to understand is, you know, you need to go talk to people that live near the proposed project who need jobs, who need an economy, who need our, who would like to see our village grow. I mean, Dillingham has had the opportunity with all the BBNAs, the BBHCs, the BBHAs, and they took all those federal programs and built up Dillingham. They have the CDQ program, which we are left out of in Bristol Bay, because they said that you had to live, I think, 70 nautical miles from the waters before you could qualify under the program, which left out Iliamna and all the villages in the lake area. But then now everybody's claiming that's the major spawning ground for the salmon. Well, why weren't we included in the CDQ program? You know, that would have helped our communities. So what we're seeing now in Iliamna are people are struggling just to buy 100 gallons of fuel. They can't even purchase propane because of the price of fish this year in Bristol Bay, which was 50 cents. So everybody's stressing, afraid for what is going to be, what their future is going to hold. There's no hope. I mean, it's just, it's really a sad situation our people are faced with today. And I think Obama should have had the opportunity to listen to us and not just the side of opposing a project.
Lisa, is it easy for you or others who are arguing to see the NEPA process happen to come to Dillingham and bring that message?
Well, I think it's important because, you know, it's so hostile over there. Nobody wants to go over there to speak out because of how everybody treats them when they talk about let Pebble go through the NEPA process. If we don't speak out, everybody over there in Dillingham and the Nooshigak area will say they're anti-Pebble. Well, we would like to see the NEPA process happen. And can mining and fishing coexist? From what we've seen in the mines we've visited, it looks like it can coexist. So we're looking at our future and looking at it not tomorrow, but next year, next 5 years, next 10 years, and we don't see anything, any improvements for us, and it's really discouraging.
Lisa Reimers, it's good to speak with you, and we'll see you here next week.
Okay, thank you for calling me and interviewing me. I appreciate it.